plate a potential nugget.
Just wrapping up, a couple of quick questions, Prakash. One is, in your opinion, three things they don't teach at IMA, at B school, let me put it that way. IMA, because we went there, but yeah. In general, three things they don't teach at B school, which...
It's been a while since I left business school, and I'm guessing since you left business school.
Somewhere along the way too. I left, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm guessing that they still don't really... I think they don't teach you enough formally around the whole area of being a better leader.
Mm.
I think they teach you with a lot of the tools that it takes to make a to get it right for a business, to manage a business, but to be a leader, I think they could probably do a lot more around helping people to be better leaders.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to see a course on failure in a B school.
Very interesting.
I think there's just too much of a premium placed on getting it right, on winning, on succeeding, and not enough around saying, you know, making mistakes, not being good enough, being clumsy, trying and failing. I think if they could teach us a little bit more of that, and if the next batch of students coming out was a little better at it, I think they'd be far more willing to take risks. The third one, I think, is that I'd love to see to see business schools get a little bit more outside of the academic piece into perhaps a more health and wellness space. I think the biggest challenge for many young people today and for their long-term success is their own health, is their own inability to keep pace. And therefore, learning to play a sport, learning to kind of stay fit, learning to watch your weight, learning to have healthy habits, I think can be a big differentiator in you know, if you consider that your career is really going to be a marathon.
True.
Just being able to stay the course, I think, is going to be an important one.
Very interesting. And actually, I used to train with a group of runners called Striders. And one of the things that trainers would say is the only variable you need to watch out for is the pace at which you run. Everything else falls in place, right?
Wow.
If that's out of sync with your body,
wow.
And everybody has their own pace.
And
if that's out of sync, you will be huffing and puffing somewhere.
Sure.
If you're running the half marathon, maybe not Wally C phase, but at Pedder Road, it will catch up with you.
Great story. Yeah. So great point.
It's an interesting metaphor that stuck with me.
This is an interesting insight, especially if you juxtapose this point around health with the insight from Prakash earlier in the conversation about knowing how much is enough. I see several leaders grappling with this. To get nerdy for a minute, if the leader needs X and can run comfortably at pace Y, I see several people getting 2X or 3X while running at a pace which is way beyond the levels of comfort, which is maybe 2Y or 3Y. While that solves for the top line, health is a balance sheet item and that does take a hit and shows up sometime or the other. Just ensuring that we don't treat health as a residual figure but as a variable we proactively solve for is possibly a good place to start. Thank you for listening. For more, please visit audioboom.com and look for Play to Potential.